Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680. And I always say in spring training with the newest giant, but in spring training it changes day by day, believe me. But it is Tyler Colvin, now a San Francisco Giant. Tyler, what do you think about that?
I think it's a great opportunity for myself, and I'm excited to get out here and start playing.
Yeah, take us through a little bit of the medical history. I know anytime you get involved with the Orioles, it's always a little different as they flunk everybody in the physical. But last year you were banged up a little bit, and you tried a physical with the Orioles and didn't pass. Tell us a little bit of the medical history recently.
I really don't know how to answer this, but, it was kind of tough going through it. They knew I had a back injury from last year. That was no surprise, but it's just unfortunate they went that way, but it gives me a great opportunity here with the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, how would you describe the back injury you had last year? Let's start there.
It was a herniated disc, so okay. Not too uncommon, and we treated it last year, and I'm good to go now. It was just unfortunate it happened, to pretty much almost in my season last year.
Yeah. Well, you've had a couple of real breakthrough seasons for you. First round pick out of Clemson, and you've had a couple of real major seasons for you, and you've worked your way up. But being that first round pick, that spotlight is always on you.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's too much on me now, being that was a first round pick in 06. But, it's definitely something that I think it helped me coming up. It gives you a few more opportunities, and, I'm pretty grateful to, have been one.
Clemson, I always talked to Zach Greinke, and he always said he wanted to go to Clemson. He wanted to be a shortstop at Clemson. You did go there. It's a great baseball school. So the fans get to know a little bit more of your background, and you had a great college career. Tell us some of the highlights.
Oh, geez. I'm not going to sit here and brag about myself. I really don't do that. But, I think our biggest accomplishment was going to the College World Series. It was great being a part of a winning program. And just some of the history. You talk about some of the guys that have played there. Khalil Green, Jeff Baker, and think about some of the pitchers, Billy Koch. I know I'm missing some guys. But, it was just a fun place to play. They helped me get to where I am today.
Yeah. Tyler Colvin with us, the newest San Francisco Giant. Everyone has a story about draft day. Of course, the first-round pick is pretty cool by the Cubs. What was your draft day like?
I think it was the day before we had our first super regional game in college, and we had a little practice, but beforehand we were all sitting at my buddy's house, and we were watching it on the computer because then it wasn't on the TV, so we were just kind of listening to it, and boom, I popped up, and it was pretty early, and caught everybody by surprise.
Yeah, pretty nice. Well, congratulations for that. I look at some of your statistics, and I say you've had a couple of seasons where it came together for you with the Cubs and with the Rockies. And I look at the triples. You got a lot of triples. You're going to play in a park, hopefully. It's Triples Alley. You've played in San Francisco before. You know what it's like. But triples, how do you get so many?
I just keep going. it takes me a while to get up to full speed. But, it's one of those things where, I'm thinking triple out of the box when it's a double. It's just one of the things that I grew up thinking is, if it's a double, see if you can turn it into a triple. And it's always fun sliding into third base. And, makes it easy at bat for the next guy.
Yeah, and you have a nice slugging percentage, too, in looking at it. And those are things I'm sure that jump out at people who look to get people on a ball club. When you have a winning ball club, a World Series ball club, people have to come through that you don't expect. You could be one of those guys.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Obviously I have to work hard here in spring training and make a ball club first. But I'd like to think, if I get to that point, I could definitely help out.
Yeah, and I ask this of many players. I ask Ryan Vogelsong a couple of years ago, Jeff Suppan as well. If you don't make the ball club out of spring training, would you go to the minor leagues and play and get up here again?
Well, I mean, it just all depends on the situation, that's basically all I can say about it.
Yeah. No, I understand, because you do have a minor league contract now and an invite here to spring training, and Tyler Colvin is with us. Looking at your big league career and traded from the Cubs to the Rockies, and of course a great place to hit in Colorado, what did you think about the trade? Did you know it was coming? And, it's always a shock, I think, the first time any ball player gets traded.
Oh, yeah. You're sitting there, and I'd been with the Cubs, obviously, my whole career, coming up through the minors and everything, and just to hear it, it is a shock. You know, you're like, oh, I got to meet all these new guys that I know of, but I don't really know. So, you know, I think that was the toughest part for me, just, you know, getting to the facility and you know, learning everybody.
Yeah, I always say it's like the first day of school somewhere, you know, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, you know, I actually said that earlier on about coming here, you know, I actually only knew a few people, so coming in and having to, you know, memorize a lot of new faces and names and hopefully learn them, but, you know, that's not my strong suit, learning names. I'm going to have to work on that.
Well, as Willie May say, just say hey. Hey, nice to see you, kid.
Yeah, hey, bud, guy, yeah, friend, whatever.
Tyler, position-wise for you, you played all the outfield positions, first base as well. If you had to pick one and say, okay, this is where I'd like to play, where would you like to play?
I don't know. You know, it's been a few years now since I've actually had an actual position, you know, just bouncing around, just trying to get at bats, and that's the way I'm going to look at it right now. It's just, I got to be comfortable everywhere. You know, I know we got plenty of people here to hold down first base, so I'm going to put that one on the back burner and just worry about playing the outfield here. And, you know, I played left field in college and then started bouncing around once I signed. So, you know, if I had to really pick one, left field probably, but okay. I'm comfortable with all of them.
No, you gave a great answer about first base. You don't want to come in as a first baseman, not on this ball club, believe me. They got a lot of them. What's your philosophy of hitting? You got to take a pitch, work a count, you just like to go up there and rip. What do you do?
Well, I like to strike out. No, you know, I go up there and, you know, usually I want to look for something and be kind of picky with it and just try to battle with two strikes. But usually I'm looking for a certain pitch to you know, hit hard, and whatever happens after that happens.
Anybody let you go with this one? It's great to have you on. Believe me, it's nice for the fans to hear you. Anyone in your big league career have a big influence on you and maybe teach you the ropes or get you through that transition?
You know what? I can't sit here and name one person. I mean, it takes little things from every single guy on the team. You know, I can sit here and think of pitchers. You know, I just watch their work ethic on how they work on stuff, and I think how I can, you know, turn that into something for my game. And obviously, you know, there's older guys in the outfield that, you know, I've had an opportunity to work with, and I have such tremendous respect for all those guys. And, you know, I didn't sit here and, you know, tug on someone's sleeve the whole time. You know, I just try to take something from everyone.
Yeah, what came to mind for me was Billy Williams, and I know I've spent a lot of time over in Mesa at the spring training camp, and he's always there. Sweet swing, Billy Williams. I imagine you talk to him a lot.
Oh, yeah, I did get to talk to him. You know, I feel like he was in my corner, and he was always out there, even when I struggled in 2011 trying to help me. So he's definitely a guy that was nice to have back there.
Yeah. Last thought again. I say last thought a couple of times, but when the light did come on for you and you had the breakthrough season with the Cubs, why? What happened?
You know, I was strong and I was confident. I had a great spring training. I wasn't trying to do too much. And, you know, I think that's the hardest thing to do in this game is just not try to do too much and just let your ability take over. And, you know, it's just once you struggle a little bit, it's hard to get back on that.
All right. Well, nice to have you on the show. I appreciate the time. Tyler Colvin, the newest San Francisco Giant. Tyler, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Right. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.